Hey everybody, welcome to this last episode of The Press for this week. I'm Ryan Balaji. We're going to go over the model, current form, and horse for course plays for the Charles Schwab Challenge Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. We got a good field this week. Hopefully you caught the first episode that came out yesterday. Doing this a little out of order this week in terms of doing the opening lines for the PGA Tour, everything else, and then this episode, which is usually the middle one. So, let's start with Colonial. Colonial is a different golf course than it was this time last year and in years prior. Perry Maxwell design was renovated, restored in equal parts by Gil Hance. Bunkers taken out, a lot of things changed about the golf course. They meant to get this course to look back to the way it looked 80 years ago, basically, 90 years ago. And they had seemingly been very successful at that, is what it sounds like. And the meaning for that for this tournament is that these are immature greens, right? They did this in a very short timeline, all things considered. Architecture, stuff like this moves faster than it used to, but nevertheless, it's still slow. It's still a time-consuming process to do all of this stuff. And they did it within a year time frame. And in that year time frame, then, they have grown in these greens, and they are almost certainly rock hard, right? When you move dirt and then you compact it real quick and it doesn't settle entirely yet, it's just really firm. That's how newly constructed greens are. Usually it's how a new golf course is just in general. You're just going to get more distance. So it's going to play a little bit shorter, but the approaches are going to be a little bit tougher. I'm sure the PGA Tour understands that, and they're not going to make it crazy difficult, but they're also going to ask the players to understand that these putting surfaces aren't enormous, so they don't have a lot of bandwidth to be able to make it an easy tournament. And fans don't want always easy tournaments. I mean, this was a like 8-9 under par winning score last year. So this is notoriously a pretty stingy golf course. Now it's going to be tougher. The other thing we got to add in here before we talk about the model, and we'll talk about it in a second, is weather. It's supposed to be very hot this week. Low 90s last middle 2 days. 95 on Sunday, 89-ish on Thursday. The best chance for any kind of precipitation is today, and it's not coming. Which means by the time we get to Sunday, these things could be extremely spicy. And I don't know what that means for how you play this golf course. I really don't. And I don't think the players do either. Which makes a lot of reason to be cautious thinking about this week, okay? That all said, here's our model for the week. Give you the top 10 that we have, and then you can find the remaining 60 that we list on the article for members at golfnewsnet.com. $40 a year, $10 for a week, but I would strongly recommend the $40 for the year. All right, number one this week, you guessed it, Scottie Scheffler by a wide margin. And I mean by like triple from the second place guy who is Max Homa. Triple. It's crazy. Then, Siwoo Kim, Colin Morikawa, Sun J.M., Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau, Adam Scott, only PGA Tour player, at least in the modern era, to have won all four events that are played in the state of Texas on the PGA Tour. That's kind of interesting, at least currently. Never won the WGC when it was played in Austin. But that moves around. Christian Bezuidenhout, 9th. Something to keep in mind. Denny McCarthy, 10th. Michael Kim, 11th. He's having a great year. And Brian Harman, 12th. Harris English, 13th. Matt McNeely, 14th. I mean, we've talked about all of those guys in the first show. I tend to stay away from Siwoo. I don't see as much value in Colin, but Sanjay's been playing better. Spieth is your horse for course for top 15s the last 5 years. Tony Finau's playing better, although he's alternating good starts with bad, well, not bad starts, mediocre starts. Adam Scott plays well this tournament, likes his golf course, is playing okay. I wouldn't put money on him. Bezuidenhout is a lovely pick at 50-1. I love that play. Denny McCarthy, I probably will stay away from just because of the wayward driver, but he can also get around this course without it, and that works to his advantage. Brian Harman, I love. Harris English, I love. Matt McNeely, I love. Sepp Strack is 17th. I love him here. A lot of people like Andrew Novak this week. He rates out well for me. He's 150-1. Guy to consider there. Some of the longer shots that I've talked about and like, Eckroat, Hubbard, Hostler, Shank, they're all in the top 25 in the model. Guys to consider for sure. Keegan Bradley's been playing some good golf. He really has been. I mean, he's been great for like 2 months now. Probably due for a win. This is not that, I mean, it's tougher, but it's not that different in look than TPC River Highlands, where he won last year, biggest win of his career. So maybe you can draw some parallels there. Likes the tougher golf courses. Yeah, maybe. Maybe my mind's changing on him there. But that's the model piece of this. Now let's get into current form, horses for courses, all those good things. And again, this is available. This is actually a freely available article. This is not a members-only article. So if you want to listen, check this out in full at golfnewsnet.com, you can. You don't need me to recap it for you. But we have 10 players in the field who have multiple top 15 finishes in the last five individual PGA Tour events. And really, there's six because there's a Myrtle Beach Classic. Ben Griffin, Max Homa, Billy Horschel, Sun J.M., Bob McIntyre, who's probably going to slip under the radar a little bit here. Colin Scotty, Grayson Sigg playing pretty good. Both opposite field events, so probably want to discount that, but it's there. Alex Smalley playing well, but he's playing the best golf of the year, but has not made a whole ton of cuts, so something to be concerned about there, perhaps. And Sepp Straka, great in the signature events. T5 RBC, T8 Wells Fargo. Might be a guy to get behind for first round leader as well. Event finish history. Top 15s in the last 5 years. Everybody has two except for one. Jordan Spieth. Here are the others with two. Sam Burns. That includes a win. Tony Finau. Griot, your defending champion. Charlie Hoffman. Playing okay. Sun J.M. Colin Morikawa. Andrew Putnam's had a really nice season. Making a lot of cuts. Plays this tournament well. Justin Rose. We've talked about him. Love him here. Scheffler. Brendan Todd. Gary Woodland. Happy 40th birthday yesterday to Gary Woodland, by the way. Course fits. This is something I think we're probably going to have to throw out this year, but I did it because this is a recurring course host. And the reason I think we're going to throw this out is, or at least I'm going to heavily discount this, is because the course changes and it's going to be so firm and fast going in. Now, maybe a year from now, you know, next year, obviously everything will have settled. It'll be a different golf course. So this is kind of treat this as a one-off. That all said, here's your breakdown. So 32% putting strokes gained wise for top 25 finishers on the average. 68% tee to green. This is a pretty average golf course in that regard, but it is a little bit more like RBC Heritage, a Harbortown Golf Links, than other courses on the PGA Tour. So you want some fits? Emiliano Grillo, Ben Griffin, Lee Hodges, a lot of people like, and bet down way too much for a guy named Lee Hodges who's won one time. Jordan Spieth and Keith Mitchell. Keith Mitchell can't, I feel like he couldn't putt it in a bucket right now, so that's my concern with him, but I do like Keith Mitchell's game. So there's that, and that's kind of the extent of it. I don't think there's a ton of movement in the market here that's other than Lee Hodges, which, again, boggles my mind, that you really have to concern yourself with. Are you missing a value in not betting Lee Hodges at 150-1? Yes, he's 60-1 now, but, you know, take that for what it's worth. And then, not much movement in anything else. Scheffler's been bet down from plus 280 to plus 260. I find that hysterical. Max Homa is 20-1. I'm kind of interested in that number. Tony Finau, 25-1, has been bet down a little bit. Do like that a little bit more, like 30. Brian Harman's interesting to me. Sunjay, Sepp, they're both 40. Keegan Bradley's down to 45. He's been bet down a good amount. Bezuidenhout has been bet down a little bit. Billy Ho's been bet down a little bit. I mean, that's where your value is this week. Justin Rose, maybe your best and Ekrot, maybe your best values out there, 55-1 each. Taylor Moore's an interesting value, too, at 55-1. Matt McNeely's, I think, an interesting value at 65-1. Lee Hodges went back to 75-1 because people were like, I'm not buying Lee Hodges at 60-1 when we talked about this yesterday. Thank God some people got some sense in them. Mark Hubbard, 80-1's worth a look. Ben Griffin, 90-1, I think is worth a look. I think he's not better than Adam Schenck, who's 90-1. Give me Adam Schenck there. Bob McIntyre, 110-1. I might get on that train. Eric Coles, 130-1. He's having a tougher season this year, but I do like his game. S.H. Kim, 150-1. I see a lot of people on him. I would prefer him over Grayson Sigg, although he's been doing well in those kind of mediocre to crappy fields. So maybe you want to consider that. Andrew Novak, once again, shines in my ranking, 181, probably worth a consideration. And then I am probably going to stick with my 800-1 bet on Wesley Bryan. Alejandro Tosi is 250-1. I know he's extremely erratic, but I feel like it might be worth it. I think it might be worth it. He could be a Griot. He could be a Harry Hall. You know, those kinds of guys that contended last year, and you're like, where did this come from? Well, could be that same kind of year here. Be like, where did this come from? I don't know many guys who really are going to shine on a firm golf course. They don't really remember very well because it's different now, but that's kind of where I come down on all of this. I just want to make sure I had all this info in your hands before any kind of last-minute bets and stuff. This isn't meant to be a long episode. It's just meant to kind of get the information out there. We won't spend too much time on it. I will mention a few matchups here, and then we'll get you on your way. So, matchups, whole tournament matchups are my thing. Not single round things. Don't like that too much. Let's see. Really interesting one to me is Keegan Bradley and Justin Rose. I think Justin Rose is a better player at even money here, even though Keegan Bradley is at least started the week a more distant player. He's minus 120. I think that's worth a look. I think that's a good matchup for Justin Rose. Chris Kirk and JT Poston. I'd like Chris Kirk at minus 120, please. Colin Morikawa and Max Homa. That's interesting to me. Morikawa's playing great golf, but you're giving me Max Homa at plus 120. I may be willing to go with that. Sungjae Im and Jordan Spieth. Spieth is your horse for course here, right? But plus 105 on Sungjae has been playing pretty good lately. I might take that number. Not sure. Sepp Straka minus 120 against Tom Dietrich. Sounds like a good one to me. Tournament three balls. I don't really have any kind of love for these types of things. And there aren't many of them available. None of them really speak out, you know, scream out to me, hey, you got to bet this. Yeah, no, I would steer clear of all that. I like one and a playoff for your winning margin if you're interested in such things. There are bets out there where you can get the field minus Morikawa, Spieth, and Scheffler for minus 250. I hate that bet, but I like getting 129 players instead of 132, you know, instead of those three. So worth thinking through that. Let's just put it that way, okay? I would not take that bet, but that tells you where they think their three biggest probably liabilities are this week. So consider that. Yeah, that's really it. This is not a huge week for me, not a huge betting week for me. I'm going to be out of town for the course of the weekend, so I'm not going to be paying tons of attention to the golf. I'll try the best I can. But really, this is going to kind of be a settle-down week for me. Maybe a couple things live, a couple long shots ahead of time, and really going to bet conference finals in the NBA. Had a good win last night on the total in the Boston-Indiana game. So I don't talk about that betting on this show, and I'm pretty casual about it. But if you ever want to talk about those kinds of things, I'm happy to talk about that over DM too. You can email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. Happy to talk about golf and advice, those types of things. No problem there. You can get a hold of me that way or via social media. And that'd be Ryan Ballengee on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, X, whatever. And then on YouTube, Ryan Ballengee Golf. Same thing, Facebook. Golf News Net is the handle on every social media service. Except YouTube, just search Golf News Net. You'll find us. We'll be back next week with another slate of shows. Hopefully you have a great winning week. Thanks so much for your support of the show. It's been great to see, especially the weeks of the major championships and the big weeks. It's really cool to have seen the show grown over the last year and change. And I very much appreciate it. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next time on The Press.